Chapter 8, Pyramid Power, Our Key to the Golden Age. The ancient prophecies do not speak of a worldwide extinction. They foretell a coming golden age. Even better, we have now found a significant number of technical details in the Great Pyramid's measurements, including the Earth's exact size, the precise length of a year, the distance from the Earth to the Sun, various planetary dimensions, star alignments, the precession of the equinoxes, suggesting its builders may have also been responsible for seeding the ancient world myths and prophetic religious teachings themselves. What if the pyramid structure itself was part of the message we were supposed to inherit? Could it be a working technology, utilizing a science we have not yet rediscovered on a mainstream level? The pyramid power movement of the 1970s has been laughed off by skeptics as a brief flash of gullible behavior on a mass scale. Much of the excitement originated in the story of a Frenchman named Antoine Bovy, who allegedly visited the Great Pyramid in the early 20th century. According to the legends in many of the 1970s pyramid books, Bovy found a garbage can in the king's chamber with corpses of cats and other small animals in it. Strangely, they did not smell bad, but appeared to have perfectly dried out and mummified, rather than having rotted away. If the Great Pyramid was indeed a tomb, then perhaps the Egyptians didn't need to work that hard to mummify the bodies of their beloved leaders. Simply pop them in the sarcophagus, give a little time for the magic to occur, pull them back out, and now the pyramid has done all the work. History has not been kind to these beloved legends. In 1999, a former director of the Egyptian National Museum told a Danish skeptic there was never a garbage can in the king's chamber that could have held the bodies of dead animals. Furthermore, even though many authors went into great loving detail about what Bovy felt, saw, and smelled as he shuffled through this garbage can, the truth is that he never even left France. And the legend of his visit to the Great Pyramid was created by other authors who misinterpreted his work. What did actually happen is that Bovy built a 30-inch tall wooden model of the Great Pyramid at his home in France and claimed to have mummified a dead cat by leaving it in the king's chamber position. According to this same Danish skeptic, Jens Ligard, it may not all be a hoax. Thousands of people have tried leaving various foodstuffs inside a pyramid, and they've advanced numerous assertions that pyramid power can preserve fish, meat, eggs, vegetables, fruit, and milk. Cut flowers, treated by the energy, will, by all accounts, keep their color and fragrance. Moreover, coffee, wine, liquor, and tobacco are said to give off a more appetizing aroma after a turn in a pyramid. The skeptics' website that reprinted this Danish author's work revealed their true feelings in their endnotes, claiming Bovy formed his pyramid ideas through armchair reasoning and occult experiments. Despite these skeptical dismissals, further research reveals that Karl Durbal, a radio engineer in Prague, successfully repeated Bovy's armchair occult experiments in the 1950s with several different dead animals, preserving them quite nicely. Durbal concluded that there is a relation between the shape of the space inside the pyramid and the physical, chemical, and biological processes going on inside that space, though he wasn't sure why this was happening. Durbal was also the first to allegedly discover in 1959 that dull razor blades would be sharpened if he placed them in a pyramid-shaped structure built out of cardboard. Many East European countries had difficulty finding good razor blades during this time, so there was genuine interest in seeing if the pyramid trick really worked. The patent office in Prague refused to honor Durbal's request to protect his discovery unless their chief scientist could get the same results. And sure enough, he succeeded. Durbal was thus awarded Czechoslovakian patent number 91304 for the Cheops Pyramid Razor Blade Sharpener. In fact, this product was still being manufactured out of styrofoam when Lyell Watson wrote about it in his excellent 1973 book, Supernature. That's not all. In 2001, Russian scientist Dr. Volodymyr Krasnoholovets repeated Derbal's legendary razor blade experiment and proved, with scanning electron microscope photography, that the pyramid shape was able to change the molecular structure along the cutting edge of a razor blade. Unlike what Derbal seemed to have discovered, a north-south alignment did not appear to make a fresh razor blade any sharper. However, an east-west position had a clear, measurable dulling effect on the blade, transforming its straight, flat surfaces into lumpy, bumpy, wave-like curves on a microscopic level. This is obviously not supposed to happen in conventional science. Lyell Watson, the author of Supernature, also repeated Bovee's original experiment with eggs, rump steak, and dead mice, and found that the ones in the pyramid preserved quite well, while those in the shoebox soon began to smell and had to be thrown out. I am forced to conclude that a cardboard replica of the Cheops pyramid is not just a random arrangement of pieces of paper, but does have special properties. Without citing specific references, on the next page, Watson shared additional intriguing leads. A French firm once patented a special container for making yogurt because that particular shape enhanced the action of the microorganism involved in the process. The brewers of a Czechoslovakian beer tried to change from round to angular barrels, but found that this resulted in a deterioration in the quality of their beer, despite the fact that the method of processing remained unchanged. A German researcher has shown that mice with identical wounds heal more quickly if they are kept in spherical cages. Architects in Canada report a sudden improvement in schizophrenic patients living in trapezoidal hospital wards. How could such spectacular-sounding discoveries possibly be true? By this point, I can understand the skeptic's reaction. Very little of this research has been done in the United States, and it also seems to violate many of our cherished laws of physics. Hardly anyone in the Western world is aware of the Russian investigations into the source field that we will discuss later on, in which these strange anomalies have elegant new explanations. In this chapter, I ask you to be patient with me as I explain to you all the different things pyramids can do, because until you see the full extent of what we now know, any preliminary explanations will be incomplete and difficult to understand. Our ancient ancestors were confident enough in the value of this technology that they erected the most perfect structure in recorded human history as a pyramid shape, not a big square box. Many other magnificent pyramids appear throughout Egypt and South America, and new research suggests there may also be pyramids in Bosnia, Italy, Greece, Slovenia, Russia, and China, among others, though most of them, except for the ones in China, are covered with dirt, trees, and other vegetation, making them harder to spot. Some of them may also be natural mountains that were sculpted into a pyramid shape. The Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun would be over twice the size of the Great Pyramid, and the geometric symmetry of this unusual mountainous area is very compelling. Why keep manipulating these massive, multi-ton stone blocks again and again, shape entire mountains like pyramids, and/or build giant pyramid-shaped mounds of dirt if there's no good reason for doing so? Why would so many different cultures independently get the same idea to build structures using techniques that may very well surpass our own level of technology? Once you start exploring the mysteries of what pyramids can actually do, this makes much more sense. Pyramid power, reboot. Regardless of the facts, the entire concept of pyramid power had collapsed into little more than an urban myth until 2001, when Dr. John DeSalvo's Giza Pyramid Research Association website first published the results of breathtaking new Russian pyramid studies for the Western world. The story begins in 1990 when Moscow scientist and defense engineer Dr. Alexander Golod began building large pyramids within Russia and the Ukraine. 17 pyramids had been constructed by 2001 in 8 different sites within Russia and the Ukraine. And by summer of 2010, more than 50 pyramids have been built worldwide, with the majority still in Russia and the Ukraine. Dr. Golod built each of his pyramids from an internal framework of PVC pipes covered with fiberglass sheets, forming smooth faces. They were all built to fit the golden section, the so-called phi ratio of 1 to 1.618, that appears so often in the growth patterns of living organisms, such as the spirals of seashells. This proportion makes Golod's structures steeper than the Great Pyramid, with a slope angle of about 70 degrees. The top stretches up to a distance about twice as high as the Great Pyramid goes, relative to the perimeter of its base, making Golod's pyramids look more like obelisks, church steeples, or the bedels on Greek-Roman coins. Golod's largest pyramid soars at 144 feet, 44 meters in height, weighs more than 55 tons, took 5 years to complete, and cost him more than $1 million to build. It was finished in 1999 and used non-conductive materials without a single metal element. Golod found that any metal in the pyramid structure caused the seemingly magic effects to significantly decrease, if not disappear entirely, as if it had an absorbing effect upon whatever mysterious energy fields might be at work. This is one of the key design elements that could make a skeptic's attempts to replicate pyramid power fail. In the U.S. Capitol, the Washington Monument was built into an obelisk, perhaps another attempt to utilize such hidden technology by the United States government. But it has a great deal of metal in it, and therefore cannot be anywhere near as effective as Golod's pyramids. Dr. John DeSalvo's Giza Pyramid Research Association website summarized Dr. Golod's results, along with those of his many professional colleagues. Many different experiments were done using these pyramids that include studies in medicine, ecology, agriculture, physics, and other areas. What is significant about this work is that it has been carried out by top scientists in Russia and Ukraine and scientifically documents the changes that occur in these pyramids. As you can see, this was not a cult or armchair science at all. It was being taken very seriously at the highest levels, and serious amounts of time and money were invested in these experiments. I was amazed when I read Dr. Volodymyr Krasnoholovets' summary of this research back in 2001. Even though the English translation made it difficult to follow, I certainly understood the implications of what they had found. And this was a vast, multidisciplinary effort from many top minds of the former Soviet military-industrial complex. After the fall of the Iron Curtain, they still had their research labs and budgets, but didn't have to spend their time fighting wars. Dr. Golod's pyramids provided them with wonderful opportunities for scientific exploration. The only tragic part of the story was that no mainstream academic journal would publish their results, despite the meticulous care they took in using the strictest scientific protocols. The main reason for this seems to be that entrenched power groups would be heavily threatened by all the technological breakthroughs these discoveries would provide. The Pyramid of Life website explains how much attention these pyramids have generated on an international level. Hundreds of thousands of people, including famous actors, singers, sculptors, majors, and presidents, have already been to the biggest Russian pyramid. This pyramid was built and is researched by scientists under Alexander Golod's supervision. Monks from Japan, Korea, and Tibet got interested in the Russian pyramid. They consider it to be the ideal place, meaning the space inside and around it. Their ideas are confirmed by scientific researches made in institutes of the Russian Academy of Sciences. All the researches showed a positive influence on ecology and human health while visiting the pyramid or using products, crystals, solutions, and objects prepared there. Dr. Golod's research was taken seriously enough that crystals from his pyramids were flown on the Russian space station Mir for more than a year, and the experiment was later repeated on the International Space Station. The Pyramid of Life website says these studies have now been covered on CNN, BBC, ABC, AP, Boston Globe, The New York Times, and other international mass media. As I read about this research back in 2001 and absorbed the greater implications, I realized that pyramids were indeed the most stunningly advanced technology ever built on Earth. They have been standing there all along, waiting to be inherited. But it was only in our ignorance that we did not recognize such an advanced technology when we saw it. Thankfully, multiple teams of accredited mainstream Russian scientists did the work for us. Their results suggest that pyramid technology and its offshoots could save the world and substantially improve our physical, mental, and spiritual health along the way. In addition, these results tear the roof off everything we thought we knew about our own bodies and about science in general. The more you learn about it, the more wonderful the implications become. Imagine if you could take a simple drug that helps people fight viruses and suddenly make it 3,000% more powerful. That's exactly what happened in one study from the Ivanovsky R&D Institute of Virology within the Russian Academy of Medical Science. Professor Klimenko and Dr. Nosik were studying a naturally occurring virus-fighting compound in human beings called venoglobulin. When this drug was diluted into a concentration of 50 micrograms per milliliter and stored in a pyramid for a short time, apparently just a few days, it became approximately 3 times more effective at fighting viruses. Strangely, the drug worked just as well as they diluted it more and more, even though normally these ultra-weak concentrations, such as 0.00005 micrograms per milliliter, would have no effect whatsoever in the fight against viruses. If that isn't groundbreaking enough, the healing powers discovered by Professor A.G. Antonov and his associates from the Russian R&D Institute of Pediatrics, Obstetrics, and Gynecology are seemingly miraculous. In their hospital ward, they routinely had to treat premature babies with grave medical problems, who were only given days to live. Since their colleagues knew the pyramid had a remarkable strengthening effect on medication, and the drug itself didn't even seem to be necessary, they tried something even more outrageous. Rather than using any known medicine, they took a simple placebo sample of 40% glucose in distilled water and stored it in the pyramid. By administering only 1 milliliter of this solution to 20 different premature babies who were almost certainly going to die, every single one of them enjoyed a complete recovery. The babies given ordinary glucose solution were just as likely to die as before. Could the pyramid be somehow activating a natural healing chemical in the glucose, they wondered. The only way to find out for sure was to switch to ordinary water and try the same experiment again. But a single milliliter of pyramid water worked just as well. What happens if you put a diseased organism directly inside the pyramid? This was what a Russian Academy of Medical Science group headed by Dr. N.B. Igorova wanted to find out. 2 groups of normal white laboratory mice were given strain 415 of the virus S. typhimurium, typhoid fever, in equal amounts over the course of 1 day. The only difference was that 1 group of mice was kept in the pyramid, and the other group was not. Amazingly, 60% of the mice in the pyramid survived smaller doses of the virus, whereas only 7% survived in the control group. even in much larger doses of contamination, which would normally kill almost every single mouse, 30% of the pyramid mice still survived, while only 3% of those unlucky enough to be in the control group actually made it. Dr. Egorova also fed pyramid water to mice that had been given nasty carcinogens that would almost certainly give them massive cancerous tumors. The control group was given the same carcinogens, but they were given only ordinary water that had never been inside a pyramid. The mice drinking the pyramid water had significantly fewer tumors develop than the mice drinking the ordinary water. No dangerous or ill effects have ever been observed from these healing treatments. Golod's team found that the taller the pyramid was, the more powerful the effects became, but even the tallest one was still just a little more than a quarter the height of the Great Pyramid. It does cost money to build these pyramids, yes, but compared to the outrageous spiraling costs of healthcare and the struggle to find effective remedies everyone can afford, it's certainly worth investigating more. If it only takes 1 milliliter of water to save a baby from dying, think about how much healing water even one pyramid could create.